The Gemara in Baba Kama, on Daf Tet, talks about the mitzvah of hidur, of not only doing the mitzvot minimally, but trying to do them in a beautified way. The Sefer Hasidim in Siman Kuf Chaf Tet, Kaved et Hashem mehonecha. Pasuk says in Mishle, Gimel, that you have to honor God from your wealth. Shimata kone argaz leshmor kesef vezahav. Just like you buy a nice jewelry box to hold your possessions. Yoter yesh lecha leknot argaz nae latzniya sefalecha utfilecha. You should buy certainly a nice box to hold your tefillin. Which we do that. We buy kuracha, we buy a talet bag. That is an inyan, to buy something that is presentable. After all, if you're guarding your physical possessions in a nice jewelry box, certainly the spiritual possessions should be in a nice container. Kabet Hashem mehonecha, mima shehana'acha. Another interpretation, honor God from your talents. Yesh lecha kol arev, mitzvah litpalel. God gave you a good voice, loud voice, clear voice. It's mitzvah to use it to pray. Ze eli banvehu. Hitna'eh lefanav b'mitzvot. Beautify the mitzvot. Etrog na'eh, lulav na'eh, sukkah na'eh, talit na'eh. And all these nice mitzvot. Etrog, lulav, sukkah, talit. V'chen ta'aseh lechol chasei Hashem. Omnam, however, in siman taf taf ayin het, the same Sefer Hasidim writes, even though there is a mitzvah to do things in a beautified way, clearly one shouldn't delay the mitzvah because he's saying, well, I'll get a better etrog, so I'm going to wait. Or I don't want to get any talet until I get the best one. Or I'm not going to get any sefer Torah until I find the best one. So then he's delaying from the mitzvah. I'm going to wait for the best one. Buy the one you have now. When you find another one, apa pishenu yafek kol kach. V'chein ir she'en ba sefer Torah. There's no sefer Torah in the city. V'yasham sefer shiyodeh b'diyukah lichtov. There's a sefer that's kosher, but any yodeh lichtov kol kach yafek. And sofer writes, but he doesn't write, you know, the greatest. Kimo sofer achay shelo yavo kol kach bekarov zman. But you know, if you wait, you probably can find another sefer. Mutav shiyichtov oto amatzui miyad. Better to take the mitzvah immediately. Then wait for the hidur. Apa bishere kotev yafeh. And on this the pasuk says, Hashti velo et mahamati. Hashti, I did it quick, and I did not delay the shmon mitzvotecha. Now, regarding the law of hidur, the Mishnah Berurah actually talks about this in Siman Tafresh Nun Vav, in Seif Katan Vav. So he writes over here, Aminan begemara ad shlish mishelo. You're supposed to try to spend a third when it comes to hidud. And this Gemara has a different calculation. How do you calculate a third more than the cost? But the point is, mikan ba'ilach meshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That anybody that spends more than he's obligated, that already is God's business. What does that mean? So he says, upirush rashi ad shlish meshelo. Da'inu ato shlish yosif b'hidud mitzvah meshelo. Shein rufal b'chayav. Which means up until a third, if you add to the mitzvah, you'll get reward in the Olam Haba. Like it says, "Ayom la'asotam velo ayom nitan sechanam." You know, today you do the mitzvot and you get the reward in the next world. Avamashi yosif yoten min shlish. When you do more than a shlish, yiparalu haKadosh Baruch Hu behayav. That you'll get the reward in this world. V'hainu av de'enu mitzuveh al ze. Even though he's not obligated, mekol makom im yosif faralu haKadosh Baruch Hu be'olam ze. The reward is given in this world. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings another opinion that says, "Ve'yesh omrim debeish amid." If a person is super wealthy, shenatano kadosh baruch hu hon, where God gave him, you know, a lot of wealth, sarich losif b'shul yidur afilu yoten b'shlish. Then already he should even spend, you know, more than a shlish. He shouldn't be again. That rich guy is probably spending more than shlish on a lot of other of his toys that he has. So all the more so, and when it comes to the mitzvot, he should do them in a hidur way.